Traditional burning practices have been recognised as part of land management in Queensland for decades, but now it's getting government support in other parts of the country. As Caitlin Archbold reports, a new partnership in Victoria will allow traditional burning practices to be conducted across the state.
Victoria's traditional owners conducted their first burns this week under a partnership between Forest Fire Management Victoria and Dja Dja Wurrung Clan's Aboriginal Corporation. Rodney Carter from Dja Dja Wurrung Clan's Aboriginal Corporation says that Our Country Plan modernises traditional burning practices.
I guess what we're proposing to do with this cultural burning is a new methodology for the state today, but it's based upon what our ancestors did in the landscape.
He says the new partnership is allowing traditional custodians back onto country to reconnect to land and culture. Elders who had never been on country before were taken out for the burns and shared stories. Mr. Carter says these practices are helping develop a healthy identity.
I think it creates better relationships. They become more personal.
Dja Dja Wurrung Ranger Team Leader Trent Nelson says the model allows Indigenous people back onto country.
Dja Dja people coming back and being put back into the landscape, and that they're being respected.
Traditional burning involves using frequent cool burns instead of high-intensity burns to manage the land. Mr. Carter says the land is thought about holistically and the different plants and animals that come into play are considered.
And a good example is with a root grass, or a tussock-type grass, that each year will die away and maintain a living sort of root or butt near the ground to remove sort of the dead debris actually helps the vigour of that plant growing.
Uncle David Wandon from Southern Victoria's Wurundjeri Land Council says the measures are preventative.
Now, the current Western way of thinking is, and we're very good at it, we're very good at fighting fires. But our way of, we never had the facilities to fight fires, so we use fire as a tool to manage.
But traditional burning is also more than just looking after the landscape. Indigenous fire practitioner Victor Stephenson from Far North Queensland says it creates a space for Indigenous peoples to practice their culture.
Fire being that real, you know, fundamental foundation to opening all those doors and to moving forward, because if you don't have a healthy country, then you can't open all the other doors of culture.
Traditional burning has expanded in North Queensland after elders Dr. George Musgrave and late Dr. Tommy George started fire workshops to reapply Indigenous knowledge in 2008. Mr. Stephenson worked alongside the two elders to improve the health of the country and now facilitates workshops across the nation.
We started to put the fire back on the landscapes and learn about all the country and teach about all that stuff, and people started to see us doing things and we started to help them.
Mr. Stephenson says there has been a significant boost in workshop numbers on the East Coast.
That's where most of the areas where people are a little bit more fractured with country, and where country's a little bit been a little bit more under colonisation, and where tribal groups need a little bit more help to rebuild parts of their culture.
Uncle David Wandon works closely alongside Mr. Stephenson to bring the practices to Victoria and wants people to keep an open mind.
We don't have the answer. The solution to bushfire, it's a tool that will assist in reducing the intensity.
Cape York Natural Resource Management provides support for the workshops. Operations Manager Peter Marie Stanley says it's a type of knowledge that must be learnt on country.
Being out on country together and sharing knowledge, that builds knowledge and sort of fills the cup. So, you know, a lot of it accesses memories and knowledge and stories.
She says it is a misconception that the knowledge from North Queensland can't be picked up and used elsewhere.
It's about learning how to read country and looking at country with its current practice and saying, well, you know, what needs to happen here with fire.
While Mr. Stephenson welcomes the support of land care management groups, he says there is still not enough. He encourages non-Indigenous people to let them demonstrate the practices and see the outcomes.